That's our ring. Time for Lum and Abner, brought to you by the makers of Miles Nervine. Well, Abner's little friend Clyde the Mouse was inadvertently saved from a horrible ending by Lum when he insisted that Abner bait all the traps with cheese instead of licorice. It seems that Clyde, strange to his type and unknown to Lum, is an anti-cheese mouse. Well, we'll soon see what happens next. And now let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, as we look in on the little community today, we find Abner in the Jotham Down store talking on the telephone. Listen.
Yeah, well, that's mighty thoughty of you to call up and ask about Clyde, Cedric. Oh, no, no, he ain't been caught yet. Well, he won't touch that cheese, and that's what them traps is baited with, you know. Yeah, well, see, Lum don't know that about Clyde, though. He don't know he don't like it. Oh, there he come. No, Lum. Yeah, well, I've got to hang up, Cedric. Yeah, I'll say hello to Clyde if I see him. I will. All right.
Well, morning, Abner.
Yeah, I said I would, Cedric.
Oh, excuse me, never seen you talking on the phone.
Yeah, I know how you feel about him. You just leave it to me and I'll tell him. Look, Cedric, I've got to hang up and get to work. I can't stand here flapping jaws with you all day. Yeah, all right, I will. Yeah. Goodbye. Yeah, well, morning, Lum.
Morning, Abner. You know, that's a curious thing.
Huh?
I'm just looking around at some of them traps we set for that dad-blame mouse. There ain't a one of them that's even been sprung.
Yeah, I noticed that, too. That is peculiar.
Yeah, we must have set my nigh 50 of them. And that was last Thursday, wasn't it?
Yeah.
You'd think he'd have stumbled into one of them by accident, if nothing else.
Yeah.
That was our best cheese we used to bait them with, too.
Yeah.
I just can't understand it. Now, no mouse is that smart, not even Clyde.
Well, he's pretty smart, Long.
Well, not that smart he ain't.
Maybe he just taken one look at all them traps and just packed up and left for good.
Packed up?
Yeah, well, I don't reckon he's got a regular hand satchel, but he's surely accumulated a few belongings in all the time he's lived with us here at the store. And he'd more than likely want to take them along with him. I know one of the checkers from a checker game is missing. He'd take that might right away. I don't know.
Well, just so he's gone, that's all I care about. Besides, we got something more important to worry about than a mouse. We've got to figure out what to do about the store.
The store?
Yeah. I taken the bookkeeping books home with me over the weekend.
Uh-oh.
You know, it looks to me like we're just sliding back into the red again.
Yeah, well, come to think about it, business ain't been so good here late. Not since about the time Miss Hartford left to get married.
Yeah, that's the whole trouble right there.
Ah.
You struck the nail right smack on the head that time. We never ought to encourage her to get married. That's where we made a mistake. Or to realize what a good general manager she was for us.
Yeah, but I never struck no nail along.
Well, that's just figures of speech.
I ain't had a hammer in my hand all morning.
I know you never.
Fact is, I don't even know where the hammer's at.
Look, Abner.
Must have been somebody else, Lum. Where'd they pound these nails in at?
Nobody pounded no nails in nothing.
Well, what are you standing there accusing me of doing it for, then? Doggies, don't you like me, Lum?
Oh, for pity's sake.
I've tried to always do my best around here. Always tried to be friendly and cheerful. Keep a smile on my face all the time. Always done my work as good as I could.
Abner, stop it.
What's come betwixt us, Lum? Is it Clyde?
No, of course not.
Now, Lum, if you'd rather that I'd pack up and leave, too, well, I'll do it. I want you to be happy.
Swan to goodness, you can get things twisted up worse than every human I ever knowed.
Well, I'll go, if that's what you want.
Look, Abner, when I said that about striking a nail on the head, I just meant that you was dead right when you said business had fell off since Miss Hartford left. Because right then's when things started to go bad.
Twixt me and you?
No, but twixt the store. Or, I mean, with the store. She had things working to where we've shown a pretty good profit. But it's a good day now when we break even.
Yeah.
And take all them new systems she put in, we've let them slide to where I don't even recollect what they was now.
Well, she had one there where we was supposed to jump up every time a customer come in the store for some reason and wait on them. Glad we did let that one slide.
Well, that was a little silly.
Oh, plumb silly.
Just not good business.
No.
But I granted all the rest of the ideas she studied up was good ones. It must have been the way business was booming there for a while.
Yeah.
But now, I don't know. Maybe we just ain't good storekeepers after all. And maybe we're too old to learn how to be good ones. I don't know.
Oh, I don't know what I'd say that.
You can't learn an old dog new tricks, I don't reckon.
Well, now, wait a minute. That might help, Lum, but I doubt it.
What'd you say?
I said that might bring a few new customers in here, but I believe the novelties of it wear off and we'd be right back where we started.
What in the world are you talking about?
That idea of yours.
What idea?
Getting a dog in here to do tricks. I'm afraid folks would get tired of that, Lum. Young ones might come in, but they don't buy much.
I never said that. I said you can't learn an old dog new tricks.
Old dog?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, wouldn't be no sense in getting an old dog if you can't learn him nothing, I reckon. Here's what I say, Lum. Long as you've got your heart set on this dog idea, I say get a young one. You'd have a better chance of training him, I believe.
In the first place, I ain't got my heart set on no such idea.
What tricks was you aiming on learning, Lum? Setting up and rolling over and playing dead, such as that?
For pity.
You could get old Blue, but about the only thing he can do is play dead. I ain't sure he's playing when he does that trick, neither. He's pretty old, Lum.
Abner, I never meant we was going to get no dog of no kind, old or young. That was just an old Eddard saying.
Is that what that was? I wish you'd warn me when you're going to use one of them things.
Now, I wished I'd recollect to quit using them around you.
You know, now that I think about it, Lum, maybe that dog idea wouldn't be so bad at that. Or maybe a trained monkey'd be better. He could pass his hat around, taking a little extra change now and then.
No, Abner, the store's in pretty bad shape, all right, but I don't think it's that bad. Or is it?
I don't know.
I doubt if we could even afford to buy a monkey.
Reckon we could get one on the stallment plans?
Well, we ain't aiming on getting one, Abner. Facts is, I don't know what we're aiming on doing, tell you the truth.
Well, Lum, we've always made a living out of the store. Sorter. Managed to keep it going, anyway.
Yeah, but I don't know how much longer we can keep doing that. See, things are changed now, Abner. Business competition is stronger, and, well, things are changed now.
Wonder if we could rent a monkey.
Oh, just forget about the monkey.
Second-hand one or something.
With what we got in that cash drawer, we couldn't rent nothing. All you can get out of there is an echo.
Oh.
I bound you a body held both of us by the heels. They couldn't shake 30 cents out of us.
Now, why would anybody want to hold us up by the heels, Mom?
I ought to know better than to say a thing like that.
If I held you, I'd have to get on a stepladder or something. Well, why would they? What would they want to do it for? That's what I want to know. Grab you by the heels and stand up there and swing you around. That's no trick, Lum.
Abner, I've got enough troubles without being bothered by you and them idiotic questions. You don't seem to realize how serious this is.
I don't, huh?
Well, you don't act like it.
Oh.
This store's all me and you've got. Now, I don't know how much longer we can keep on running it. Leastways, not at the rate things have been going here late.
Oh.
The thing to do, I reckon, is to retire, but we don't have enough money to retire on.
No. Don't reckon there's any chance of getting Miss Hartford back, is it, Lum?
No, I don't think so. She resigned permanent.
She did, huh?
And she'll have her hands full keeping house for Vern Hurley. Vern's got a pretty good-sized place there in Mena, you know.
Yeah. Reckon if one of us went to Mena and done the housework for her... Huh. Who's them fellas coming up out there?
Huh?
Nobody I've ever saw before.
Me neither. Must be strangers.
Must be either that or they've changed a lot. One, I know that. I don't know who that is.
Well, howdy do. Come right on in, sir.
Come on, Dad. Right in
here. I know where to go.
Howdy do, sir.
What can we do for you?
Why, you're Mr. Edwards, aren't you?
Yeah, that's me, L. Edwards.
Well, I'd like to talk a little business with you.
Oh, well, good. Won't you sit down?
No, thanks. My name's Talbert.
Pleased to meet you.
This is my father. Shake hands, Dad.
I know when to shake hands.
Yeah, how do you do, sir?
What we had in mind, Mr. Edwards, is this.
I'm Abner Peabody.
What's that?
Oh, yeah, this here's Abner Peabody. He's my partner, junior grade.
Oh, I'm glad to know you, Mr. Peabody.
Yeah, thank you.
Well, now, here's the whole thing.
How do you do, Mr. Peabody?
Oh, yes, this is Dad, Mr. Peabody.
Abner, shake hands with Mr. Talbert's papa.
I know when to shake hands, Mama.
Well, now, here's the whole thing in a nutshell. I'll lay my cards on the table.
Oh, play cards. I won't do it.
Now, we're interested in buying your store.
Not in a
buying it? You mean you'd actually buy the Jot-'em-down store?
Yes, I want it for Dad. You see, he's retired from the job he had in Fort Smith, and I'd sort of like to set him up in some little business. Just to keep him busy, you know.
All right, Granny's, let's talk business, then. Mm-hmm.
We want to make this a cash transaction.
Well, you don't need to go no further. You just made yourself a deal, Mr. Taylor.
Oh, now, hold on. Not so fast, dear. We want to know what we're buying. I want to look over your books.
Uh-oh.
I want to check your receipts, cash on hand, and all that.
Well, I'm afraid this is a pretty busy day for us right now. Why don't you gentlemen come back tomorrow?
Lord, it won't be no better tomorrow.
Hush up, Abner. Yes, sir, gentlemen, you come back tomorrow and you'll find this to be one of the goingest little stores in the whole state of Arkansas.
Well, it looked for a minute like the old fellows had a wonderful solution to their problem of what to do with the store. But now it looks doubtful, regardless of what Lum has in mind. So join us again in our next regular visit down in Pine Ridge.